感谢主耶稣的安排啊，让我让小弟能够这一次来帮忙这里的学生灵恩会。
After thanks the grace of God that I've been arranged to assist in the ministry this time over here.
这次学生灵恩会的主题是侍奉的生活。
This time around for the spiritual convocation, we're sharing the topic as the life of service.
我们发现说这个服事的一个基础就是爱。
We have found that the fundamentals of service are based on love.
有爱才能够有真正的服事。
There is only true service with love.
有爱才能够做出一些感人的事情。
It is only with love that we can do things that touches people.
一些伟大的事情都跟爱有关系。
And there are many greatest things that happen in this world has to do with love.
我们都承认这个世界上最伟大的事情就是主耶稣的救恩。
And we have to admit that the most greatest love of all is the salvation of our Lord.
主耶稣的救恩里头所包含的就是这个爱。
And in the salvation of Jesus Christ, it includes all love.
这世界上很多伟大的事情，感人的事情。
And there are many things in this world touches our heart.
这里头都包括着爱。
And it's inclusive of love.
圣经里头很多伟大的事情，感人的事情，也都是因为有爱。
As well as in the scripture, there are many incidences happen because of love.
今天晚上我们来查考一些例子。
And this, tonight, we would like to study upon these examples.
一方面让我们来学习为什么他们能够有爱。
On one hand, we're supposed to learn how could they have love.
我们都希望我们能够服侍神。
We all wish to serve the Lord.
所以我们也要来学习爱。
At the same time, we have to learn how to love.
我们要求神加添我们的爱心。
And we have to ask God to give us more a heart of love even more.
让我们能够像这些古圣徒一样充满着爱。
So that like our ancestors, that we can be filled with the love of God.
请看创世纪十四章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 14.
创世纪十四章十三节。
Genesis chapter 14, verse 13.
有一个逃出来的人告诉希伯来人亚伯兰，亚伯兰正住在亚摩利人摩利的橡树那里。曼利和以实各并亚乃都是弟兄，曾与亚伯兰联盟。
Verse 13, one who had escaped came and reported this to Abram the Hebrew. Now Abram was living near the great trees of Mamre, the Amorite.A brother of Eshcol and Aner, all of whom were allied with Abram.
这一节简单地告诉我们亚伯拉罕的生活。
This is talking about the life of Abram.
他跟四周围的人相处得很好。
He's getting along quite well with people surrounding him.
所以当他的侄子罗德被抓、被掳掠，这消息很快的就传到他的耳中。
When the news of his nephew has been captured, I quickly pass on to him.
我们来看亚伯拉罕的反应。
Let's look at the response that Abram had.
十四节。
Please read verse 14.
亚伯兰听见他侄儿被掳去，就率领他家里生养的精练壮丁318人，直追到但。
Verse 14, when Abram heard that his relative had been taken captive, he called out the 318 trained men born in his household and went in pursuit as far as Dan.
因着爱，亚伯兰他要去救罗德。
Because of his love for Lot, that he sent all these people to save him.
如果我们熟悉亚伯兰跟罗德的故事，
If we are familiar with the story between Abram and Lot,
我们可能会有一个问号：亚伯兰值得这样子冒生命的危险吗？
Perhaps we might question that is it worthwhile for Abram to risk his life just to save that of Lot?
亚伯兰将面对着四个王。
So Abraham has to confront four kings.
他不是去谈判，他是去征战。
He was not there to reconcile, but rather to fight.
只要是征战，就有可能丧失生命。
And when there's fight, there's a chance for you to lose your life.
过去他的侄子罗德是怎么来对待亚伯兰。
In the past, we could see how Lot has treated his uncle Abraham.
当亚伯兰提出说，我们要分开。
When Abraham has proposed to Lot that they have to separate.
亚伯兰说，所有的土地摆在我们前面，让你先选。
So Abraham told Lot that you could choose the land that you wanted before you.
这个罗德他就选了他认为最好的地方。
So Lot has chosen all the best piece of the land.
那也真是最好的地方。
And of course, those are for sure the best piece of lands.
这罗德是很小就就没有了爸爸。
A Lot has lost his father when he was very young.
所以他是一直跟着亚伯兰。
Then he has followed Abraham for the longest time.
在这种利益摆在前头的时候，他选择了利益。
And when it comes to personal interest, he chose his own benefit.
现在他落入敌人的手中。
And this time, this moment, when he is in the hands of enemy.
如果是你的话，你会去救你？你会想要去救他吗？
If it is you, would you save him at all?
是要冒生命的危险。
And you even have to sacrifice your own life for him.
如果没有爱，这个很难做到。
Without love, I don't think anyone can ever achieve this.
就因为爱，亚伯拉罕愿意冒生命的危险去救罗德。
And it is because of love that Abraham had wanted to sacrifice and save Lot.
保罗说到说，我们要追求信心、盼望跟爱心。
Paul said we have to go after love, hope, and
faith.
And faith.
他说最大的是爱心。
And he said love is the greatest of all.
但是他把信心摆在最前头。
However, he placed faith as in the first place.
这三件事情其实是互相关联的。
And among these three, they are interrelated.
在信仰的层面来讲，那个爱心必须要有信心来做基础。
And
在信仰。
In the perspective of faith,
爱心必须要有信心来做基础。
And love has can only be formed based on the foundation of faith.
有信心才会有爱心的行动。
So it is only with faith, then you will have actions of love.
有信心那个盼望才会是活泼的。
Then when you have faith, then your belief will be a living one.
那这个信心又非常的广泛。
And then this faith also applied very generally.
亚伯拉罕为什么有这样的爱心？
And why did Abraham had such a kind of faith and love.
也是从信心的基础来的。
It all began from his faith.
他信心表现在哪里？
And where can we see that he shows his faith?
请看
in substance.
创世纪十三章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 13.
创世纪十三章第八节。
Genesis chapter 13 verse 8.
亚伯兰就对罗德说，你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉。
Verse 8. So Abraham said to Lot, Let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herdsmen and mine, for we are brothers.
当初亚伯兰为什么会提出跟罗德提出说我们分开？
Why did Abraham propose to separate from Lot at that moment?
因为他们的仆人因为地方太小已经开始有纷争的事情。
And because as the number of people grow in both parties, the place become more and more crowded, then they have more dispute and quarreling.
在他们四周围也住着其他的人。
In the surrounding, there also live other people.
这一些人的宗教信仰跟他们不一样。
And all those people had different kind of belief that of theirs.
这 亚伯兰他们是外来的人。
And Abram are considered as aliens.
他们被称作是希伯来人。
They were called Hebrews.
意思就是说从河的那一边过来的。
It means to say that they come from the other side of the bank of river.
这周围的人在看他们怎么来处理这件事情。
So people around them were looking at them how they were supposed to resolve this issue.
他们声称他们所拜的是独一的真神，创造宇宙万物的真神。
So both of them worship God, the God that they all regarded as the creator of our universe.
周围的人在看着他们怎么过生活，怎么来相处。
And their neighbors were looking at them how they get along with one another, how they handle with each other.
亚伯兰他看重神的荣耀，神的名。
So Abram only looked towards the name of the Lord.
他对罗德说，我们是骨肉，不可以相争。
So he told Lot that we are relatives, we're brothers, we shouldn't be fighting with one another.
我们如果相争，会让人来讥笑，甚至让神的名不能得荣耀。
A quarreling can only lure others' mockery and also losing the name of the Lord.
我们如果在生活当中真的常常看重神的荣耀，我们的爱心就做得出来。
So in our everyday life, if we stress enough about the glories of God, then we can do things out of our love easily.
我们在念祷告文说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
When you say the Lord's prayer, then we say we honor the name of the God, of the Lord.
我们神的百姓啊，我们真的要看重神的名，看重神的荣耀。
As the people of the Lord, we should emphasize on the glories of God.
这是你将爱心实行出来的一个基础。
This is the foundation of you performing actions of love.
请再看创世纪29章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 29.
创世纪二十九章二十节。
Genesis chapter 29 verse 20。
雅各就为拉结服侍了七年，他因为深爱拉结，就看这七年如同几天。
Verse 20. So Jacob served 7 years to get Rachel, but they seemed like only a few days to him because of his love for her.
这是一个很感人的爱情故事。
This is quite a touching love story.
如果我们晓得雅各牧羊的生活是多么辛苦的话，你会更加感动。
If you truly understand how terrible as a life of shepherd, then you will be definitely touched.
这里说因为雅各深爱着拉结。
It says here it is all because of his love for her.
真的爱啊，真的爱能够产生很大的力量。
And love can truly make a person do things beyond their power.
很多的事情之所以能够做成，是因为爱。
And there are many things that was able to be accomplished. It's all because of love.
这里所说的爱是男女的爱，是夫妻的爱。
The love that is depicting here is about the love between men and women.It's not about the love of God.
这个是丈夫跟妻子的爱。
This is the love between husband and wife.
婚姻要能够美满，也一样的，必须要有这个爱。
In order to have a good marriage, you must have this kind of love.
雅各啊，他因为深爱着拉结，所以那种很辛苦的生活啊，七年啊，他看作几天。
Because Jacob is deeply in love with Rachel, therefore those are seven a time of 7 years seems like a few days to him.
如果夫妻之间都有这种爱的话，婚姻不会有问题。
And I think that between husband and wife, if this kind of love exists, then there won't be any problem in their marriage.
通常在开始的时候，真的是有这个这么强烈的爱。
And usually at the very beginning, such kind of love does exist.
但是人们总是有一个盲点，看不见的地方，都认为说这种爱是自然的。
But there is always a blind spot in men that you take things for granted. You think that this kind of love exists naturally.
哦，所以才会有这个夫妻之间的爱渐渐在褪色。
Then you see the love of husband and wife fades.
很多人都认为这个是自然的。
Many people thought that was a natural phenomenon.
所以没有很用心的在经营它。
And they never spend their effort trying to manage their marriage properly.
我越来越发现夫妻之间的爱一点都不自然。
And I find out more and more about marriages such that marriage itself is not a natural thing.
夫妻之间的爱是要不断的去栽培，不断的去经营。
And love between a husband and wife has to be managed. It has to be run properly.
你跟儿女之间的爱那个才是自然的。
And I think the love between you and your children are for sure natural.
所以夫妻之间的爱会是很伟大，会是很感人。
Therefore, the love between husband and wife is great. It is touching.
但是我们要努力的去保护它，去栽培它，去经营它。
But we have to protect and also preserve and also manage such kind of love.
因为这种爱你如果没我们如果不去用心的话，而且它还会变质。
If we don't put our hearts into managing this kind of love, it will change.
约瑟的故事我们也都很熟悉。
And we're probably very familiar with the story of Joseph.
约瑟的女主人很爱慕约瑟。
And the wife of master was deeply in love with Joseph.
但是后来那一种爱变成怨恨，变成陷害。
But then such a love at the end turned into hatred.
所以男女之间的爱也很感人，也很伟大。
Sometimes the love between men and women can be very touching and great.
但是我们要非常的谨慎，非常的留意。
But we have to be very alertful and be very careful.
那个是一个最容易变质的爱。
Because it is the kind of love that will change easily.
那是一个也是一个很大的试探的一种爱。
And that is also a kind of love that is the most tempting.
多少不幸的事情就是误用了这种爱。
There are many unfortunate things happen because of people abusing such kind of love.
但是如果是夫妻的话，我们真的要有这种爱我们的婚姻生活才会是伟大的，是感人的。
And between husband and wife, such kind of love is something to be encouraged and is great and is good for both people.
请我们再来看创世纪四十五章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 45.
创世纪四十五章第一节。
Genesis chapter 45 verse 1.
约瑟在左右站着的人面前情不自禁，吩咐一声说：“人都要离我出去。”约瑟和弟兄们相认的时候，没有一人站在他面前。
Verse 1. Then Joseph could no longer control himself before all his attendants, and he cried out, "Have everyone leave my presence." So there was no one with Joseph when he made himself known to his brothers.
这也是圣经里头最感人的一幕之一。
I think this is one of the most touching moments that has been recorded in the scripture.
这也是一个情绪很复杂的时刻。
At this moment, it's quite a complicated one.
当人情绪很复杂的时候，通常所表现出来的就是哭。
Of course, when your emotions get very complicated, the natural reaction is to cry.
这个伟大的人物宰相约瑟，他也承担不起这种情绪，所以他哭了。
Even a great prime minister as Joseph, he also cries.
所以他叫在他面前的人，那些埃及人都离开他。
Therefore, he asked all the attendants to leave.
他不愿意他这种失态被这些人看在眼里。
He didn't want all his servants to observe what had happened to him.
第二节。
Verse 2.
他就放声大哭，埃及人和法老家中的人都听见了。
And he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard him and Pharaoh's household heard about it.
你可以感受到他的情绪是多么的激烈。
And you could see how deep was he in such an emotion.
他不是轻轻的哭泣，他是嚎啕大哭。
He was not weeping quietly, but rather he's crying loudly.
当然也把站在他眼前的他的这些兄弟吓呆了。
Now, of course, the brothers, all those brothers in front of him were quite astonished as well.
然后约瑟说出了非常感人的话。
And then Joseph said these touching words.
他愿意原谅赦免他的哥哥们。
He said he's willing to forgive all those things that his brothers has done to him.
因为爱，所以他不记恨，不记仇。
Because of love, there's no hatred, there's no recollection of past wrongdoings.
因为爱，所以他这个好好，他善待他的敌人。
And because of his love, that he treated his enemies with goodness.
请看第五节。
Verse 5.
现在不要因为把我卖到这里，自忧自恨。这是神差我在你们以先来，为要保全生命。
Verse 5. And now, do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God has sent me ahead of you.
虽然已经事情经过了快二十年了。
Even though the incident has happened more than 20 years ago.
但是这个是忘不了的一个苦。
But this is one bitterness that can never be forgotten.
所以约瑟提起他被出卖的事情。
And then Joseph mentioned about how he was sold.
他被哥哥们陷害的事情。
And how he was plotted against by his brothers.
第六节。
Verse 6.
现在这地的饥荒已经两年了，还有五年不能耕种，不能收成。
Verse 6, for 2 years now there has been famine in the land, and for the next 5 years there will not be plowing and reaping.
约瑟安慰哥哥们说，是神差派我来。
And then Joseph consolated his brothers that it was the will of God that God has sent him over there before them.
第七节。
Verse 7.
神差我在你们以先来，为要给你们存留遗种在世上，又要大施拯救，保全你们的生命。
Verse 7, but God has sent me ahead of you to preserve for you the remnants of earth and to save you your lives by a great deliverance.
在这两节经节里头，约瑟两次的提到是神差遣我来。
In this short paragraph, you notice that he hasJoseph mentioned twice about how God has sent him ahead of them.
他能够把他的遭遇跟神连接在一起。
And he was looking at the things from the perspective as God's the one who caused all this things to happen.
这就是为什么约瑟能够有这么大的爱。
And I think that's the reason why Joseph was able to have such great love.
今天我们既然是一个基督徒
，And today we are so-called a Christian.
我们要常常将我们生活中的一些遭遇跟神连接在一起。
We must try to relate our everyday life to God.
或者很多时候你没有办法去面对。
Otherwise, there are many times you cannot face your life at all.
或者很多事情你没有办法去克服。
Otherwise, there are many things that you cannot overcome.
话虽这么说啊。真的那么简单吗？
It is easier said than done.
其实约瑟啊，他是自己让神来把他粉碎了。
As a matter of fact, Joseph allowed himself to be broken up by God.
你以为约瑟忘掉那个苦，忘掉那个仇吗？
Are we supposing that Joseph has forgotten about the bitterness that has happened to him before?
他没有那么伟大。
I don't think he was that great.
我相信我们也没有一个人那么伟大。
I don't think none of us here can be that great as well.
至少啊，我们人的脑，我们的人脑啊，不容许我们这样子。
At the very least, I think our human capacity doesn't allow us to react that way.
我们人脑不是电脑。
Our human brain is not computer.
有时候想想，如果人脑像电脑的话，应该也不错。
Sometimes if our brains is just like computer, I think it might be good as well.
不喜欢的事情就把它 delete 掉。
It's very easily for you to delete things that is unhappy.
不喜欢的记忆啊，你就永远的把它 delete 掉。
For those memories that you didn't want, you can just erase them.
但是人脑不是电脑。
But our brains are not computer per se.
请看创世纪四十一章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 41.
创世纪四十一章五十一节。
Genesis chapter 41, verse 51.
约瑟给长子起名马拉西，就是使之忘了的意思，因为他说神使我忘了一切的困苦和火库的全家。
Verse 51, Joseph named his firstborn Manasseh and said, It is because God has made me forget all my troubles and all my father's household.
他越喊他儿子的名字啊，他越是记得那一个仇，那一个恨。
The more he called upon the name of his firstborn, the more he remembered about the past trouble.
我们常常会教人说，你就把他忘了嘛。
Sometimes we always tell people to forget about things that have happened.
就好像约瑟叫他的儿子叫做忘了。
It's like how Joseph had told his son to forget about things.
其实是更增加印象。
Sometimes it's just the opposite, that it even make you remember more clearly.
52节
Verse 52.
他给次子起名叫伊华莲，就是使之昌盛的意思。
The second son he named Ephraim and said, It is because God has made me fruitful in the land of my suffering.
所以起初啊，约瑟的心胸并不是真的那么宽，那么大的。
At the very beginning, Joseph didn't have a big heart.
你们要害我，你看我成功了。
And all of you wanted have sold me here, but today I have succeeded myself.
所以当第一次约瑟见到他弟兄的时候
，The very first time when he saw his brothers,
他是躲起来哭啊。
And then he hid himself and cried behind.
约瑟哭了好几次。
And Joseph had wept several times.
那一种伤痕又被碰到的那一种，那一种痛。
The pains in the past has once again be rekindled.
但是神的百姓，我们必须要像一粒一粒的麦子一样，来把它磨碎了。
But the people of God has to be grounded, just like every single wheat that has been broken up.To form flour.
就好像我们在办圣餐的时候说这一块圣餐饼是一粒粒的麦子所结合而成的。
Just like in our Holy Communion sacrament, that we all use flour, which made of all these broken wheat, to make unleavened bread.
所以在我们的生活当中，我们可能会有这一种把你压碎混碎的过程。
In our everyday life, there are always situations where we feel like we have been broken up.
没有这样子就不会有爱。
Without breaking up, there will be no love.
没有爱就没有真正的服侍。
Without true love, there will be no true service.
所以约瑟他愿意让神把他混碎了。
And Joseph wanted God to break him up and to be remade once again.
我们也可能会接受到这样的过程。
And I think we might run into a similar kind of situation.
请看路德记第一章。
Please turn to Ruth chapter 1.
路德记撒母耳记的前面。路德记第一章十六节。
Ruth chapter 1 verse 16.
路德说，不要催我回去不跟随你，你往哪里去我也往那里去，你在哪里住宿我也在那里住宿，你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。
Verse 16, but Ruth replied, don't urge me to leave you and to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God.
路德跟他的, 这个 sister-in-law, 他们都不愿意离开拿尔米。
Ruth and her sister-in-law didn't want to leave the mother.
所以他们都抱着拿尔米痛哭。
So they all hold Naomi and wept together.
那个是真正,真的是, 感情的流露。
And that is a true flow of true affection.
这两个人都是有爱。
And both of them has true love.
但是后来, 拿尔米的, 这个, 路德的 sister-in-law 是离开了。
And eventually, the sister-in-law of Ruth has left.
因为他的爱啊, 只有这种感情的爱。
Because
他就是 emotion的爱。
Because the sister-in-law only have the kind of love that is only emotional, being emotional.
当这个感情面对事实的时候, 这种爱常常就会被打败。
As the kind of love that has to undergo reality, a lot of time it will be beaten.
拿尔米说, 你仔细想一想。
And then she asked her to think about it once again.
我拿尔米现在什么都没有。
So I don't have anything.
我也不能够, 我也没有儿子, 来让你当丈夫。
And I don't have another son to be... your husband.
就是我有可能现在得到一个孩子, 你能够等到他长大吗?
But even though if I have a newborn child now, were you able to wait for him to grow up?
你跟着我是没有依靠, 也没有前途。
So by following me, there's no future, there's no, reliability.
所以这种爱啊, 遇到现实, 就失败了。
So this kind of love cannot go under the trial of reality.
而这个路德的爱里头不但有这个感情啊, 而且啊, 他还加上信仰。
And not only the love of Ruth is different, but she has the faith in his love, in her love.
他要求神的国,神的义。
She was asking for the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God.
他知道只有跟着拿尔米, 他才真的有办法来得着神的国跟神的义。
And she knew that it is only when she followed Naomi can she has truly have the kingdom and righteousness of God.
所以我们的信仰对我们的生活是很重要的。
And our faith is very important to our lives.
我们看重求神的国跟神的义。 我们的爱心呢才实在。
And when we are emphasis on the faith of God, then we live a meaningful life.
如果我们想要有一个感人伟大的人生。
And if we want to have a touching life.
当然你不要被我这个伟大的字眼吓到了。
And of course, do not be astonished by the way I put it.
我的意思是说，我们要真的有爱心做基础。 来服侍神。
What I mean to say that we must have love as the foundation of our faith in order to serve God.
我们真的要看重主耶稣所告诉我们的说，你最先 你 first 你要求神的国跟神的义。
And we must look very highly on what God has taught us, which is to pursue after the kingdom and righteousness of God.
我们再请看以斯帖记第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Esther, chapter 4.
以斯帖记第四章十四节。 在诗篇前面, 耶伯记前面。 我们先看16节。
Esther chapter
第四章16节。
Chapter 4 verse 16。
你当去召集苏珊城所有的犹大人，为我禁食三昼三夜，不吃不喝。我和我的宫女也要这样禁食，然后我委力进去见王。我若死就死吧。
Verse 16, go, gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my mate will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish.
有时候我们会觉得说，如果能够成为英雄啊，那么一定有很多的人愿意冒生命的危险去做英雄。
Sometimes we think that if you become a hero, if you are able to become a hero, I think a lot of people wanted to be one.
是的，有很多人是因为想要成为英雄而冒生命的危险。
There are people who wanted to become hero, therefore they sacrifice.
但是也常常纵然可以当英雄我还是不愿意冒险。
But often you find people, even there is a chance for them to become a hero, but they still rather love themselves.
这个以斯帖他是可以成为民族的英雄。
And Esther could have become a hero for their race.
因为他所要做的事情是关乎整个犹太社会。
Because what she was doing is very important to her own people.
纵然她死了，她是英雄。
She might die, but she will eventually become a hero.
因为大家都知道她做的事，她所做的事情。
Because everybody knew the things that she has done.
但是以斯帖她不愿意。
But Esther didn't want to.
但是在这里她说我死就死吧。
But over here she said that if I perish, I perish.
她真的要采取行动。
And she actually wanted to take action on it.
这是一个爱同胞的行动。
And I think it is an action of her love towards her people.
这个是很伟大也很感人。
And this is very touching.
为什么她有这种爱？
And why does she have such kind of love?
14节。
Verse 14.
此时你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得解脱蒙拯救，你和你户家必至灭亡。焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？
Verse 14. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish, and who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this.
以斯帖的这个爱心跟神的旨意连接在一起了。
And the love of Esther was in sync with the expectation of God.
她明白了神的托付。
And she knew better the will of God.
所以她的爱心的行动就可以出来。
And she knew that all these actions out of her love can be done.
我们希望我们的爱心增加。
And I hope that all of our love can increase.
我们也要有这样子的一个明白。
And we must have this kind of understanding as well.
我们不是无缘无故的在真耶稣教会里头。
We don't exist in True Jesus Church for no reason.
请看哥罗西书第一章。
Please turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章十六节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 16.
十六节，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
Verse 16, for by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers of rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him.
这一节圣经很清楚地告诉我们，这宇宙当中没有任何的人或者事情是跟神同等。
And this is quite clearly said over here that there's nothing created in this world which equals to the status of God.
而这个我们想看到我们自己我们是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
And as we look at ourselves, we are created by Him, and we are created for Him.
哦，今天我们蒙主耶稣的拣选，哦，是借着主耶稣，也是为了主耶稣。
And today, the reason why we have been chosen is, we have been chosen by Him, and we are also chosen for the sake of Him.
所以彼得说，我们是圣洁的国度。
And Peter said that we are the realm of holiness.
哦，我们是被分别出来，为了神圣的目的。
We have been separated for the sake of
holy purpose.
Holy purpose.
所以弟兄姐妹啊，我们都是被拣选的。
So, dear brothers and sisters, all of us are the chosen ones.
我们要明白神对我们的托付。
We must do understand the responsibility entrusted by God to us.
我们才能够像以斯帖那样子，有以斯帖那样子的爱。
Then we can have such kind of love that Esther had.
所以我们看到这些古圣徒的他们的这种感人的爱的背后啊，都是有我们可以去思考的。
And looking at all these apostles in the past, and there are many things that we can think about.
哦，这些的爱啊，不是偶然有的。
This kind of love doesn't come easily.
所以我们常常求主耶稣帮助我们圣灵开启我们。
And we must always ask the Lord to help us and also to open up our heart.
帮助我们克服我们的软弱。
And also to help us to overcome weaknesses.
让我们不会去误用爱，扭曲爱。
Then we will not abuse and misuse the love that God has for us.
求主耶稣常常赐给我们力量。
And may the Lord grant us power always.
让我们有智慧能够有节制。
So that we have the wisdom to have self-control.
才不会让我们说爱，但是却带来伤害。
So that we will not only talk about love and to bring about injuries to others.